Hello and welcome. You are listening to Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. I, of course, am Chrisanne, and we are going to be doing the weekly psychic prediction for the week of February 25th through March 3rd of the year 2024. This week, we are using another fun deck. I'm trying to use all the decks in my collection, and I was recently counting my decks. What the heck? I have over 500 decks in my private collection. Yeah, that's a lot of decks. I am in the process of restructuring and put them in different organizational places. And while I'm doing that, we are going to be slowly going through a lot of these decks. So every week, I'm going to be using a different deck to do our psychic predictions with, because why not? I have the decks, let's use them. This week's deck is a very pretty deck, actually. It's the Guardian Angel Tarot Cards by Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine. I'm not sure if this deck is still being sold, but I do know that Doreen Virtue isn't getting money from her decks. All the money is either going to Radley Valentine or a like a trust or fund that she set up. So this is one of those decks. So we have, and this is 78 cards in this deck. It is set up like a traditional tarot deck, but it is not traditional tarot. And it's all like vintage angels, and it's very sort of vintagey looking. It's really pretty. Okay, first card that we are pulling for this week is the Nine of Abundance. And I'm going to read you the card, literally what it says. Life is wonderful. Your hard work and dedication to your dreams will provide you with great peace and contentment. Take time to enjoy quiet moments of reflection and leisure. Feel free to buy yourself small, luxurious gifts. You've earned the financial security and independence you now enjoy. Okay, this card is saying that this week is going to be a time that we can actually sit back and enjoy the hard work that we've been putting in. Whether that's going to continue or not, that remains to be seen. But for this week, sit back, relax, enjoy the hard work that you've been putting in, because hey, this is the Nine of Abundance. And for that to be coming to us after the work that we've been putting in, that is a really good card. This card is also saying, take those moments to enjoy yourself. Appreciate the small things in life, but don't forget to take time for yourself. You've put the hard work in. Don't forget to enjoy what you've been putting out there, and you can now get back. So don't forget to do that. Next card, Five of Thought. I'm going to read you literally what it says. The path you were on seemed like the right one, but now you've run into a challenge. There's a better direction for you that will make you much happier in the end. Changes are necessary so that you can get back on track. Avoid negative people who are draining or who bring unwanted drama into your life. Well, that is really good advice. I have said that always. Avoid negativity, avoid negative people. This is your time to say, okay, that's my permission that, yep, what I have been perceiving as negativity or been perceiving as maybe going down the wrong path, those sort of psychic intuitions that have been tingling have been correct. Your gut instincts have been right. You need to go on a different path. You need to go on to the other path that you are actually feeling is better for you, and avoid all that negativity and avoid the negative people that are around you. Last card for this week, Five of Abundance. Yay, another abundance card. There are times when everyone needs a hand. Your angels want you to know that you needn't to go through your current challenges alone. Accept the help of those around you. The situation you're experiencing is temporary. This may not be the right time to become self-employed. Be patient. Okay, very interesting. So we had the Five of Thought right above that saying, you think things aren't quite working out. You might need to look at a different path. This card, the Five of Abundance card, is saying do a little bit more research on that path before you just jump ship. Don't just stop things abruptly. Make sure you do some research so you know if you're thinking, for instance, of switching jobs. Do your research before you actually switch jobs. Talk to other people there. See what their rating is and all those fun things. Do some research into it. But it is saying that you're not alone. Your angels are with you, and your angels are helping you to help guide you. And don't worry, it is coming down the pike for you very, very soon. Interesting cards for this week. You know, everybody says that a lot of the cards that I pull are always all so happy-go-lucky. These aren't happy-go-lucky cards. These are, hey, be patient. Just wait. Yes, you have put some hard work in, and it's great to reap the benefits of that. But don't be just jumping ship just yet. Chill. Wait. See. Do your research. See what the truth is going on out there. Okay, interesting. Interesting week ahead. Now, I have already downloaded the crystals that I want to talk about for this week. I always pull the cards live with you guys, but I download the crystals before I start the podcast. This week we have four crystals. Now, I'm going to talk about the crystals to carry and to work with for this week. If you have them, fantastic. If you don't have these crystals, you can pull up pictures in a book, pull up pictures of crystal tarot cards or crystal oracle cards. You can go online and look at pictures of crystals. Connect with the energy however you can, whether it be through the actual crystal or whether it be through a picture of the crystal. You can still get the energy and the vibe from that crystal, even through a picture. Personally, I love the actual crystals, but let's be realistic. Not all of these are very accessible, and one that I'm going to be talking about today may not be accessible to many people. So let's just get into them and let's talk about the stones. The first stone for this week is citrine. If you haven't watched a myriad of my videos on citrine, both on my Facebook page, Elemental Energies with Chrisanne, or my YouTube channel, which I'm going to get that started again very soon. I'm in the process of getting everything ready for that. And I will link it to my Facebook page, the business Facebook page. I have talked about how to properly buy citrine. There's so much citrine out there that's called citrine, but it's not actual citrine. It's a radiated amethyst. So if your citrine looks like yellowy orangey hues and it's almost like a fluorescent orange or fluorescent yellow, that is not natural citrine. That is amethyst that's been irradiated. It has a very different metaphysical meaning. It is still a lovely stone. The metaphysical meaning of the irradiated citrine is to help you to say no. Still, very important things, but citrine is all about abundance. He pulled a couple abundance cards too, so kind of funny how they coordinate and correlate. So know what you're getting. I am somebody that sells actual, natural citrine. I'm on my high horse about citrine. I am disgusted in shops that sell the irradiated stuff and pass it off as the real stuff. And let me tell you, there's a big price point difference. The irradiated stuff is so much cheaper than the natural citrine. It's 2 to 3 times the price, if not more. So it's a little bit higher of a price point too. So, FYI. And just playing devil's advocate, there are some people that could be selling it and not know that it's not actually citrine. So if you go in and you ask a shop owner, is this natural citrine? Is this the natural color? And they say, no, that's not the natural color. That's an irradiated one. Hey, that's a great shop. Do business with them. If they're like, oh yeah, that's the real thing, and clearly, it's not the real thing. I certainly hope they're not lying. I certainly hope they're just ignorant. So check out some of my videos on how to know the difference. I will have more videos coming in the future. Let's talk about the benefits of natural citrine. It attracts abundance on every level, financial abundance as well. It's great for manifesting, for wealth, for creativity. It brings in confidence and security. It helps you boost your and own your personal power. It helps you with focus and clarity. It is a great stone to have in your register if you have a business going. I had it in my register. I had a huge piece by the register. I kept it in my pocket. When I do shows, it's in my pocket. When people go out for job interviews, I tell them to keep a piece of natural citrine in their left hand pocket. Keep it on the left hand side of your register or the leftmost, like I used to keep it, like where the little change cubbies were, the one all the way on the left. Left brings the energy in, the right side lets the energy out. Now, the majority of citrine jewelry that you see when you go into fine jewelers is not citrine. I've had multiple conversations with multiple jewelry shops, and for the ones that answered me honestly, were the ones that I dealt with. The majority of that, what they're labeling as citrine, is not citrine. It is a radiated amethyst because the color is nicer. Natural citrine has a pale yellow, almost like a smoky quartz color. You can get some of the little bit brighter colors in a natural citrine. Brazil is a great place that those are coming out of. So, check that out. So, natural citrine, left-hand side. Next stone, harlequin quartz. Oh, wait a minute. So natural citrine is a little on the pricier side. For a smaller tumbled stone, you're going to be paying anywhere from $5 to $10 at least for the stone, depending on the size. And the points, they're going to be a little bit more. So it's a middle range stone. I call this an investment stone because if you want to manifest, you need citrine. So that's an investment stone. The next stone, harlequin quartz. Harlequin quartz is so pretty. Little harder to find, little bit more money than a citrine. So this is probably one of the harder ones to find on the whole list. Harlequin quartz is a clear quartz that has like red pieces and purple pieces, like hairs in it. And those like hair-like structures or pieces that are within it are made up of other crystals like lepidocrosite, hematite, and titanium. And the hematite gives it that red color when it comes into contact with like water or something like that. It's really, really pretty. Harlequin quartz calms ADHD and hyperactivity. I am not a medical practitioner. I'm merely sharing the energy of the crystals and how they have worked for me and my family. So please don't use this in lieu of medical advice from your medical practitioners. Harlequin Quartz can boost your intuition and your telepathic abilities. It aligns your entire chakra system. It brings in kindness, love, harmony to your aura, to the space. It helps you to bring spiritual insights. It boosts that. It facilitates your emotional healing to help you get rid of some of those other patterns that might be present. And it works on self-love. For these reasons, I like Harlequin Quartz on my left-hand side to bring those energies in. The next one, very interestingly enough, is magnetite. Magnetite is a heavier stone, a relatively inexpensive stone too. This is probably one of the cheapest ones on the entire list. So you can get a piece just for a dollar or two for a tumbled stone. Magnetite is going to be a natural magnet. So it is going to help attract and bring what it is that you desire. When you are manifesting, you are also going to be using magnetite along with the citrine. And we had a couple of those abundance cards. It's kind of interesting how these all correlate. I hope you guys see it like I see it. So, magnetite is going to boost your manifesting, and it's going to help you with balancing your emotions with your intellect. It is going to allow you to trust your intuition, on a higher level. I know some people can be very skeptical about their own intuition, their own gut instincts. Magnetite can help you to have a balance with that. Magnetite looks like a hematite. It's heavier, like a hematite is a little heavier, and it has that kind of steel kind of exterior look to it and feel. It's a calming stone as well. And it's a great stone for meditation as well. For all these reasons, I like magnetite on the left-hand side. Left-hand pocket, left-hand side. If you're going to wear it as a pendant, wear it right in the middle of the body. Then you don't have to worry about what side is what. Last stone that we're going to be talking about is petrified wood, and we've talked about this recently as well. Petrified wood is a stone of patience, growth, and spiritual evolution. It is wonderful for helping you to access the Akashic Records, which is how I do my readings. So it is helping you to access past lives. It is helping you to access what is your soul's history. Whether you're doing that through an Akashic Record reading, you're doing that through a meditation, multiple ways you can do that. Petrified wood helps you to overcome some limiting emotional patterns that might be present from this life or past lives. It encourages you to connect with the universe, and it just allows you to be. Petrified wood is a really fun stone, and we're calling it a stone because now it is a stone to work with. So check out some petrified wood. And for these reasons, I like petrified wood on the left-hand side. Now, if you're going to be having some bigger pieces of petrified wood, because obviously it's sliced trees that are petrified, you can keep that on your desk, more on your left-hand side. So obviously some of it can't be carried. There is jewelry out there though. And you can get tumbled stones too. Relatively inexpensive. And then the angel of this week is the angel of plenty. This is all connecting. So if you have enough, you have great energy, you have great health, you have great abundance, be thankful. Thankful to the universe, thankful to your angels. Your bills are paid. You are in a great relationship. You have a lot of positivity around you. That is wonderful. But if those are the things that you're looking to have balance on, then call your angel of plenty in. Maybe you need a little bit more. call the Angel of Plenty in to help you to boost your manifesting, boost your abundance. Abundance comes in many ways. It's not just financial, but we can be abundant in friendships as well. So call in the Angel of Plenty to help you to get to where you are at a place where you say, I have enough. So call in the Angel of Plenty to help. Wow. Okay. This is going to be an interesting week ahead, as always. So, if you are looking for any stones for your private collection, check out my website. If you're looking for any decks, check out my collection. There's a lot of decks on my website, and there's a lot more that I have that aren't on my website, much like crystals. I'm going to be starting to showcase some larger crystals in the coming months. Those I have just very few larger pieces on the website. I will be coming across with some larger pieces that are going to be for sale in the coming months. So if there's something that you're looking for, let me know. Also, my private readings are there, and my private readings happen through digital means. We can do it over the phone, we can do it FaceTime, we can do WhatsApp, we can do through Facebook Messenger. I have so many ways to connect. We just work it out. Don't even worry about it. It's not a big deal. FaceTime is my preference, but if you don't have an iPhone, hey, we make it work. So check out my website, www.elementalenergies with chrisanne.com. Same name as the podcast. Easy to find. A lot of goodies there on the website. So check it out. And I'm going to be doing a lot more of my jewelry coming up, and I'm going to be doing some memorial cremation jewelry as well. But if you don't have cremated ashes, I will be making jewelry with teeny tiny cuts of articles of clothing, hair, or fur, because it's not just going to be cremation for people, it's going to be cremation memorial jewelry with animal ashes or fur as well. And not only are you going to be getting a piece of jewelry, so I'm going to be doing pendants and earrings. Not only are you going to be getting a piece of jewelry, but it is also that service is also going to include a mini reading because I do animal communication as well as mediumship. So I don't have my displays ready to put out there yet, but that is coming by the end of next month, the end of March, all of that's going to be done. It is something I'm working on. It's very sort of emotional thing to do that I have utmost respect in. So, yeah, kind of the natural evolution of my business since I've been a medium my entire life. So, yeah, keep your eyes open for that. Something new coming down the pike. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in. It is wonderful. And as always, I appreciate all the wonderful feedback I get. Have a wonderful week and be free.